care of him.
Well, Cody Newell from KCUR's up-to-date staff will read from Zombie Baseball Beatdown.
It stood up. "Is that Mr. Cocoron?" Joe asked. I elbowed him in the ribs. "I told you he was a zombie. No real-life person would swim in that. That's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen." Except it wasn't, because right after that, the zombie flopped over the feedlot fence and attacked the cows, and that was even more disgusting than just being a zombie covered head-to-toe with cow manure. The cows backed away from the zombie, but it kept going after them, hurting them as they ran back and forth, trying to escape. The zombie wasn't very good at chasing, because it was slow, but it didn't stop either. Finally, the zombie caught a cow by the leg and bit in. The cow went bonkers, mooing and galloping around and dragging the zombie with it. The zombie bounced up and down, and the manure splashed everywhere as the cow shook it, but the zombie didn't let go. It got a better hold on the cow, climbed onto its back, and started tearing in. "Am I really seeing this?" Joe asked. "Well, I am," Miguel answered. The cow kept banging around, but the zombie hung on like a tick. It started chewing into the cow's head, deeper and deeper. Finally, the cow just fell over, and the zombie started to chow down. Miguel and Joe and I watched the zombie snarf cow brain. Miguel whistled, "That could have been you, Rabbi." That's when Mr. Cocoron burst out of the corn.